Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Liverpool and Ireland goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher has continued his recent fine form, saving a penalty against French superstar Kylian Mbappe in their Champions League clash with Real Madrid last night. In total, Kelleher has faced four penalties in four consecutive games since November 14th, saving three of them. All of this while rumours over his role at Liverpool, the current league leaders, abound. Well, we're joined now by former Liverpool player and Irish international Ray Houghton. And Ray, you're very welcome to the programme as always, and I know you're no stranger to penalty taking yourself. What did you make of that save last night?
Oh, brilliant. I'm delighted for Caoimhín because since he's come into the team this season, and every time Alisson Becker's been out injured and Caoimhín's deputised for him, he's been exceptional. And you can see the understanding that he's now got with the other Liverpool players. It's like Becker's in the side. That's the biggest compliment I can pay him. He's been extraordinary. And it was a crucial time. Liverpool were only 1-0 up at that stage when Mbappe took the penalty. He certainly would have got Real Madrid back into the game, even though Liverpool were dominating the game itself. But he's been brilliant. And all credit to him. It's never easy when you're number two and you're sitting waiting for your chance. But you have to be ready. And he has been. And he's took it.
Yeah, three saves out of the last four appearances. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so impressive. I know you know what goes through the mind of someone who's taking a penalty. But what's the goalkeeper thinking?
I'll tell you what, I think more than ever now, the data surrounding penalty takers, I think it was one of the Premier League goalkeepers, I remember, maybe for England as well, Pickford, he actually hid on his water bottle all the players that might take a penalty, where they're going to put it. So the data that's around now is quite phenomenal. They've got so many staff at the football clubs, and they'll be observing penalty takers when they take penalties for the clubs, and they'll be looking if there's a pattern where they're going. It gives the goalkeepers the best opportunity, okay. So they're a lot more up to speed now than they've ever been. Still, you've got to guess the right way and make the save.
But you do, and it's very much instinctive, I guess. But he was asked, I don't know if you saw this, Ray, he was asked about his method or his process, and he said, "I don't really look at the player that much."
What does he look at?
Well, if it was Mbappe, I wouldn't be looking at Mbappe either, I must say, if I was in goal. But what did you make of that? I don't look at the player. Is he looking at the feet or the run-up or what? I wonder.
I'll go back to your comic. I think it's actually the data that they've got now. They sort of know instinctively where they're going to go. And sometimes you can tell where a run-up. You know, when you see someone, when the way that they move up to the ball, you sort of can second guess he's going to go a particular way. But you've still got to get into the position to make the save. And he was at full stretch. You got, good two hands on it to push it away. And you could see the reaction, not just of Caoimhín, but his teammates in and around him, how overjoyed it were for him to make the save at that particular time.
Yeah, Our producer has pointed out, Ray, he's probably looking at the ball.
Yeah, probably. But like every Cork man, he said I was fairly confident when he was running up. But confidence is key, though, I assume, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're playing well, you know, just the run of form that he's been in recently, you just said there are three penalty saves from the four that he's had to look at so far in the last few matches. His confidence is sky high at the moment. He's playing in a really good side that are playing well at the moment. And a lot of the times he's redundant in games. He's not doing a lot, but you've got to be so concentrated for that moment. And that's what he was. He was really ready for that crucial moment in the game when he saved the penalty from Mbappe.
Yeah, and on that, the sort of the mental state for the players and for goalkeepers, I mentioned that this all happened, these three out of four saves have happened while there's rumours over his role at Liverpool. How difficult is it for a player to put all that to one side when you go onto the pitch, when there's that sort of stuff happening in the background?
I don't think it phases this kid at all.
Really?
I see him quite a lot when I go to Anfield, and he'll come over and say hello because I'll be pitch sides, and you know, he's just such a laid-back lad. I believe he's good at everything. Darts, pool, you name it. He's brilliant at everything.
We hate those people, just Ray.
I actually admire him. I like the lads like that. But do you know what? He's super confident. But do you know what? He doesn't show it. It's all within. You know, he's got belief in his own ability, and that shines through. And you can see that with the reaction of the players. his teammates when he made the save. But he's a lovely lad and he deserves everything that he gets. And
yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen at the club? You know, there's talk about a new keeper coming in next season or even maybe in January. I don't know. Liverpool brought in a few. But it doesn't mean it's the end for Keller at Liverpool. You know, what's going to happen with Alisson? You know, he's number one at the moment, but he's 32 years of age. How long is he going to go on? So there'll be some big decisions to make. You know, Craven doesn't want to be sitting on the bench if that's the case.
Well, sure
he wants to be
yeah.
someone's number one. And there's, I'll tell you now, there'll be lots of clubs in the Premier League will be looking at him for sure to be their number one.
Can I ask you finally, you know, the way you're talking about how there's so many stats about different players and how they take penalties and which way they're likely to go. Is there similar stats for goalkeepers? Like, would people be looking at Keller now and thinking, well, this is the way he works and therefore don't do this or don't do that?
Do you know how I took my, and I didn't take many, sir, but what I did is my dad told me, pick a spot, don't change your mind. So that was my golden rule.
Yeah, well, it worked. It worked for you. I have to ask you this. Who was the toughest goalkeeper you ever faced in a penalty situation, Ray?
To be honest with you, I didn't take that many because I wasn't very good at it. But the one crucial one I did take was obviously back Romania. In 1990 against Romania.
Yeah.
And all that was I remember when Lungi stood there, and honestly, he was a commanding figure. When he put his arms out and he touched the crossbar, and I thought, where am I going to put it?
Yeah.
as soon as he just squatted down a little bit, I thought, I've got loads of room now.
Oh, okay.
And then you're just happy that it hit the back of the net. But listen, you get some goalkeepers who are just very good at penalty situations. You know, there's an air of confidence about them. They believe in themselves. They get the data right. All the analysis there for them. And Keller's done that. He was absolutely brilliant.
Ray, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
a million. That's Ray Houghton.